Soko izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zitobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 11 Mbibito 2024 nguGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Namhlanje sileze thekelezi abalande ukuze khangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ilani lapha abangafaka khona imali njalo esithi ama trade relationship ukuthengiselana izinto singathengani khona ngale kwasela America labo bengathengani.
Ukhale namhla eHarare umhlangano weZimbabwe US Business Forum ukuthanise osomabhizinisi babo leZimbabwe labakwele America.
So simangile namhla sivuka sathola ibulawayo yonke izinto ngamapolisi la nxa sibhalisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapolisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlahlandlela ekuzinjiwe.
Abacele lebandla leMthokazi Republic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Chilombo Mudenda bathi bavinjwe ngamapolisa ukuba batshengisele namhla kobulawayo. Ingcwethi ezichubungula ezombusazwe zithi ngokwamanje kusobala ukuba bazaphinda ukungqikelana kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakwele-America umnumzana Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans lomongameli Joseph Biden ngumademocrats. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizayilandela. Osomabhizimusi bakwele-Zimbabwe lakwabo-America abaqale umhlangano wabo namhla eHarare weZimbabwe US Business Forum bathi bafisa ukuqheliswa okwezinga laphezulu ngobudlelwano phakathi kwabosomabhizimusi bamazwe omabili, kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni omkhulu oqoqwe luhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Investment Development Agency ZIDA ohlose ukuba kuqheliswe ubudlelwano phakathi kwamabhizimusi amazwe la womabili. Okhokhela iZIDA umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthe kuyadanisa ukuba eleZimbabwe lokuthengiselana okuphansi kakhulu leMelika lona elilomnotho olesisindo esikhulu emhlabeni jikelele. Umoyo uthe bahlose ukuba amankampani akweleMelika amukele lokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuba bazetshala imali elizweni.
Osomabhizimisi ukuthi bafake imali kumabhizimisi aseZimbabwe ukusungula amabhizinesi amatsha, ukuqhelisa amabhizinesi akhona. Yikho esikhangeleleyo njengeZIDA. Namhlanje sileze thekelezi abalande ukuze khangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ilani lapha abangafaka khona imali njalo esithi ama trade relationship ukuthengiselana izinto singathengani khona ngale kwasela America labo bengathengani.
Uqhubeke sithi kuminyaka esanda kwedlula eleMelika belingazimiselanga ukutshala imali kuleli ngenxa yamazwi akhuluma kubi ngeleZimbabwe aphuma embikweni eyethulwa ngabezindaba esithi unethemba lokuba lokhu kuzaguquka.
Ukukhulumisana kwethu le United States bekungani kuyahlupha, kodwa sibona ngani kuyancibilika nxa sikhangele ukukhulumisana kwethu njengabo somabhizinisi kuyancibilika ukukhulumisana.
Usomabhizinisi wakwele-America omele amankampani akwele-America kulumbuthano umnumzana Ricardo Beres uthe bafuna ukuzwa ngamathuba amabhizinisi kweleZimbabwe.
To hear and listen to some of the officials that have shared both opportunities that are hearings in from ZIDA, hearing from the ambassador, it is very encouraging. And so I think we move forward with more confidence on the opportunities that lies here on the ground.
Besilapha silalele amathuba atholakala eZimbabwe. Sitshelwe ngabeZIDA langumeli weZimbabwe kweleMelika. Kulethemba elikhulu ngoba amathuba akhona kuleli.
Umeli weZimbabwe kweleMelika umnumzana Thaddeus Tshifamba uthi bathemba ukuba osomabhizimusi bakwele Melika bazathola intshukuntshu yokuzetshala imali elizweni ngemva kokulwazi oluzaphuma kulo mhlangano.
So we would want more and more American business persons to come to Zimbabwe to see for themselves the investment landscape that exists here and help change the narrative, the negative narrative of Zimbabwe.
Sifuna osomabhizimusi abanengi abavela kwele Melika ukuba beze eZimbabwe bazibonele bancedise ukuguqula indlela eZimbabwe elikhangelwa ngayo.
Eminyakeni elithume edluleyo eMelika leZimbabwe athengiselana impahla engaba lesisindo sokuyizigidi ezifika amakhulu ayisithupha zamadola $600 million, okuyisisindo esibikwa siphansi kakhulu. Iqula labo sobabhizimusi abasuke esigabeni eseGeorgia kwelemelika libikwa liqale ukuya kwele South Africa kumalanga asanda kwedlula. Lisuka eZimbabwe leli qula likhangelele ukuya kwele Zambia lingakagqibi uhambo lwalo emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amalunga ecele lebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Chilumbo Mudenda, lo mnumzana Mbonisi Gumbo athi namhla avinjwe ngamapholisa ukuba atshengisele kobulawayo ukwenzela ukuveza ukungasekeli kwabo uhlelo lokuhlela umbhuqazwe wegugurawundi oluzaqhutshwa lonyaka zinduna emaphandleni eMatabeleland. Umudenda ophethe okwesikhatshana isihlalo somgcini sihlalo webandla leli uthi amapholisa abegcwele edolobheni leli loba benelise ukuhambisa ingwalo zabo ezijulileyo ezimumethe izikhalazo zabo kubaphathi ntambo bakarhulumente. Ngasebenzisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana George Jaramba obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko yeofisini kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa othi uhlelo lolu lwenzelwa ukuba abantu bekhumisane umlota ngokubulawa kwezihlobo labangani ngesikhathi sombhuqazi wegugurawundi. Umdenda uthi awumangalisi okwenziwe ngamapholisa.
2 weeks back safaka i-notification emapholiseni ukuthi sidilije mhlaka 11 kungunamuhla kuyimali against the indaba ye-government of Zimbabwe, indaba ka-Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa iy'nduna zakithi to heal or to deal with the issue of igugurawundi. So thina ukuhambisa kwethu izincwadi besilokhu sikhulumisana namapholisa esikhathini sonke lesi esidlulileyo, but unfortunately anti abantu laba vele i-instruction bayitsherwa eHarare. So they never granted us the permission. Basivumela kuphela ukuthi lina lizahamba peacefully abantu abangu-4 or 5 beyoyenda over ama-petitions kuma-ministers of state for provincial affairs ahlanganisela mathi south mathi north leibulawayo metropolitan. So simangile namhla sivuka sathola ibulawayo yonke izinto ngamapholisa la nxa sikhwanisile ukuyofaka ama-petitions wona lawo besiphelekezelwa ngamapholisa lapho kade siyafaka khona emhlakandlela bekuvinjiwe lapho kade sifuza ukuthi siqalisele khona imatshi yethu bekuvinjiwe. So kunzima kakhulu indoda lo ukuthi uzama ukuthi esebenze njani.
Yeyina khonapho kupetition khonapho belibatshelani lifuna ukuthi kwenzweni.
Besibatshela ukuthi umthetho wezimbabwe United Nations under the United Nations Genocide Convention of 1948 ayivume ukuthi umuntu oyenza umbhuqazwe ethonisiswe ngeyinye i-court decided the International Court of Justice. So we cannot allow ama-chiefs ukuthi ahendle indaba eyombhuqazwe ngoba it is out of the context of the Genocide Convention of 1948.
Ngakho-ke lithi kumele kubanjwe mbala.
Lokho thina sithi uMnangagwa lo Sidin Sekeramai lo Chiwenga, all of those who are still surviving ama perpetrators must be prosecuted by the ICC. That's the procedure. That's what the law says. We United Nations. Not ukuthi bezithonisise bona ngoku-appoint ama-chief abo abase bebanika izimoto abase bebanika ama-laptops. It's a violation of the international law.
Lo ngumnumzana Chilumbo Mudenda, omunye wabaphethe okwesikhatshana isikhundla somgcini sihlalo webandla lemthwakazi Republic Party. Sixoxe laye ekubulawayo. I-Studio 7 ithinte amapholisa ecingweni kodwa alile ukuthathwa amazwi. Athi abe-MRP bebengaphiwanga ilungelo lokutshengisela kobulawayo kodwa kawanikanga isizathu sokungaphenduli isicelo sabo.
Thank you.
Izakhamizi zesiqintini semango esigabeni seMatabeleland South zicela uhulumende ukuba bhange abasize ngokudla, ukubagebhela izibholane lokubadingela ukudla kwezifuyo esezingasela madlelo ngenxa yongani kahle kwezulu lonyaka, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume ngesikhathi izakhamizi lezi zisabelwa ukudla ezimnyama eMqegula Business Center phansi kohlelo lwe-Lean Food Program olukhokhelwa inhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eye-World Food Program bemanyene lohlangothi lwentuthuko lenswelo kaZulu kuhulumende weMelika olwe-United States Agency for International Development labenhlanganiso eye-World Vision. Abanye abathole ukudla ngosuku lolu unkosikazi Cecilia Nyoni othi babhekane lendlala eyesabekayo.
Ah, siyalamba kunzima le masimini kuchile kakhulu. Inkomo ziyasihlupha sizibona inkothe phakathi kwamasimu. Sizidlala khona kube sikwindlini sokuchile vele.
Ukhansila kaWard 2 eMangwe uMnumzana Chechukuza Ngwenya ucela uhulumende ukuthi aphathise engakhanyeli bala lomuntu ngoba uhlupho lusabalele kuzifuyo abalima ngazo lakuzakhamizi.
Hayi, indlala ikhona inkulu kakhulu, sicela ukuncediswa mpela kakhulu ngesandla esingathi siyengezelele, ngoba kuyabe kungathi kuyafanana uma kuthola abantu abalutshwana kusho ukuthi labantu abaningi bazazoboleka.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende elangena phansi kohlelo leproportional representation eMangwe unkosikazi Evelyn Ndlovu ucela ukuba uhulumende engalibali izifuyo esezithwele nzima ngokuswela amanzi kanye lamadlelo.
That more boreholes be drilled and that we put feeding trophies within each borehole. So we really appealing to you for the feed for the animals.
Sicela lisihambisele ilizwi kumongameli usicelele ukudla kwenkomo, amanzi, amabhoholo lokudla komuntu wonke. Wacha njengoba ubona lawe minister
ekhuluma eMangwe ngosuku lolu umphathi intambo kahulumende obona ngenhlelo zokuncedisa abaswelayo uMnumzana July Moyo uchaze ukuba uzahambisa izikhalazo zezakhamizi kumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa.
Sechibagwe muno chine chabva mukumbira kune baitwa namambo enyika president kuti kuno kwangu kuZimbabwe baita jara.
Ngizamazisa umongameli uhlanganisa lomphathi ntambo obona ngezokulima njalo silokudla okubuyayo kuvela eRussia, njalo sikhangelele ukucela kumazwe abalisa iChina leMelika, iWFP leEU.
Uhulumende ngaphansi kogatsha lwezokulima uthi usaphakathi kokuhlolisisa ukuba bangaki abantu abadinga usizo lokudla elizweni lonke jikelele kanye lokuncipha kwamadlelo emaphandleni kubangelwa ikoma okubaselwa isikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino esihlasele umhlaba wonke. Uhulumende uthi kusukela ngomnyaka odlule sekufe izifuyo eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezilithumi 9875 njalo inani leli lilakho ukwedlula lapho ngoba abanye abakhulumi ukuthi sebefelwe izifuyo. ELaZimbabwe libhekane lendlala eyesabekayo ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu nyakenye lalonyaka. Isigaba seMathebeleland North yiso esihlaselwe kakhulu indlala ukwedlula indawo zonke zelizwe njalo sihamba phambili ngenani labadinga ukuphathiswa ngokudla. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngisePlantru ezimnyama, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu e-Amnesty International ikhuphe ugwalo oluveza indubo ezibhekane labesifazane abachapha imingcele besiyathenga impahla yokuthengisa. Ugwalo lolu lubhalwe kulandela ukuxwayisisa okwenziwe emazweni athi iMalawi, Zambia leZimbabwe, njalo luveza indaba ezigoqela ukudlwengula, ukuthathela impahla, udlakela, ukuswelakala kwendawo zokuhlala, umumo wezamabhizimusi lezimota abahamba ngazo, phakathi kokunye. ukwalololu veza njalo ukuthi amazwe amathathu la abhekane lodubololu awakathathi isivumelwano somhlaba we-International Labour Organization 2019 Violence and Harassment Convention Instrument ovikela amalungelo abesifazana ukuthi ube ngumthetho. Umphathintambo wendaba zabesifazana uNkosikazi Monica Mtswanga ikhuluma emkhosini ukuthakazelela usuku lwabesifazana ngeviki edlileyo wathi kule nhlelo eziningi ezokuvikela abesifazana eziqhutshwe nguhulumente kodwa welekela ngokuthi kusakuningi okumele kwenziwe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba udaba kancubo we-Studio 7 uxoxe lolwela amalungelo kwaZulu ekunhlanganiso yenakhora umnumzana Evindlela Ncube.
Luzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lolu daba kodwa njalo luhle kakhulu ukuthi luphume lube semphakathini ukuze uZulu azi, uhulumende azi, bonke abathintekayo abangancedisa ukuthi kulungiswe bazi. Kusiya phambili kakhozadikazi, ngakho ke ukungalungiswa kuzabe kuwukuthi siyehluleka njengabantu, wehlulekile uhulumende kanjalo. Ngakho ke kuqakathekile ukuthi lolu daba luthathwe ngendlela eqinileyo lulungiswe masinyane ngokuba luyalimaza kakhulu. Ukuhlukuluzwa kwabomama kuyinto embi kakhulu.
Kulolu gwalo lukhuluma njalo ngokuthi kulamazwe amathathu kuphela ase Southern Africa akwanisa ukuthi athathe umthetho we-International Labour Organization ovikela abesifazane, kodwa iZimbabwe ayikho phakathi kwamazwe la. Lokhu libona sengathi kumi njani?
Kuyinto embi kakhulu ukuthi kube njalo. Bekufanele ukuthi njengabantu abadlula ezimpini bedinga amalungelo, kungabikho nyaka umuntu ongelalungelo phakathi kwelizwe. Ilungelo labesifazana lilungelo loluntu lokwesithi i-human rights. Ngakho ke kumele uhulumente akusukumele khona lokho. Zonke nje izinto eziyizivumelwano zamalungelo emhlabeni wonke jikelele kumele zenziwe zibe ngumthetho eZimbabwe, kungabi khona okusalaeceleni. Kungabe kuphathelene le-torture, kungabe kuphathelene le-democracy, lokubanjwa kwama-election, labomama, labasha, labantwana, konke kumele sikuthathe kuzosincedisa ukukhulisa amalungelo abantu bonke phakathi elizweni leZimbabwe.
Kungaba kuyini okwenza ukuthi uhulumende engagijimela ukuthi athathe izivumelwano lezi azifake zibe ngumthetho eZimbabwe?
Bengahambisani lalokho ezikuchoyo, engavumelani lamalungelo lawo abantu abaphiwayo. Ungakhangela nje isibanga esesithethwe kungazange kwalethwa i-Convention Against Torture. Kukhona lokho kuyaveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi akunakuvuqa kakhulu ngokuphathene lelungelo loluntu phakathi kwahulumeni. Nanxa i-constitution yethu kuwenza kucace ukuthi i-torture, ukuhlukuluza, akuvumelekanga, asikasithathi lesi sivumelwano somhlaba sisilethe sibe sisebenze phakathi kwelizwe. Ngakho-ke kuyinto enye yalezo zinto kumele sibone ukuthi njengabantu beZimbabwe siyayiguqula, ukuthi uhulumende noma ngophi ngokhona ozayo bonke bathatha izivumelwano zomhlaba zamalungelo ngendlela eqinileyo.
Umnumzana Evindlela Ncube ulwela amalungelo oluntu esebenza lenhlanganiso yenakhora ubexoxa ecingweni lotabo kaNcube kweStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Weziphathelane leMelika namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Hagings Msimanga odabuka eZimbabwe uhlela kule Melika ngokhetho oluzayo. Kusase kukhangelelwe ukuba ibandla lama-Republicans lelama-Democrats azaqhubekela phambili ngokhetho lwama-primaries ezabelweni ezitshiyeneyo. Incwadi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi okwamanje kusobala ukuba wayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump uzakhethwa ngama-Republicans, ukuthi-ke njalo kukhethwe umnumzana Joe Biden kubandla lama-Democrats loba esaphikiswa ngabanye abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho olukhulu lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Sixoxe lo Msimanga ngodaba lolu.
Ya, abantu bazokhetha abakukhethayo, ngoba phela lapho sisezweni okuthiwa nge-democratic government, angithi abantu ibona okufanele ukuthi babe ne-power yokuthi bakhethe ba.
Ye, singathi-ke khonokho abakwenzayo kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi bakwenze khathesi kusiya phambili?
I think lama-primary ngakuthi abantu babone ukuthatha uthi ubona ukuthi kushona kangani nxa umfula ugcwele. So i-primary yabasiza ukuthi babone ukuthi abantu ba gravitate towards who between those two guys.
Yeah,
so it's important for people to know going forward.
Democrats, Republicans.
They can set up who is going to win and who is going to lose. It's not realistic ukuthi abantu ibona abakhethayo. Sekune ne influence enkulu from the parties that influences how people should vote.
Yizo ngathi ngamanye amankampani into ezinjalo labo businessmen abafuna ukuthi singafaka lokho kuyabakhunjuka.
Yeah, ngokunjalo, kunjalo.
Akuhluphi lokho umsebenzi? Akuhluphi ncasika ngedemocracy?
Kuyahlupha. Ngabe akuseyona i-democracy. I always say kubantu I don't know why the other party went to a democratic party, because to me a democratic party yona engathi is so ignorant about what democracy is. Idemocracy kubona ngabantu labo abaphezulu abanezimali ezinkulu. Abanandaba nom-American ama-democrats. I-democratic party. Ayinandaba.
Sikhangela ke ukuthi kusasa. Khonapho lukhetho oluqakathekileyo kuyaphuma ngapha, siyakubona vele umnumzana Donald Trump kuma-democrats ngumongameli Biden. So kuyiwa phambili, kwenzakalani?
Sekuyikuthi phela bazama ukuzisho ukuthi lawo manga abaqambayo bazokwenza lokhu nalokhu for the country, ukuze nxa sekuza ama-final voting ngo-November abantu bachoose on the basis of those promises, which most of the time are not authentic promises, but that's the way it is. Nxa sekusuka lapho kusiya phambili, it's not also about purely how many people voted for how many. Vane system yabo, I'm sure uyayazi wena Kutube, ngoba kulezo zinto mina I'm not very much there. Kunama delegates about 7 sayo for each state. Angikwazi ukuthi asebenza kanjani lawo ma-delegates eyiwona a-decidayo ukuthi kuzowinwa kanjani, kuzoluzwa kanjani.
Nxa bekhankasa abantu indaba yewela, nxa betshela ezinye izinto. Siyayozela lokhu, sigebhe amadibha endaweni ongela nkomo khona, siyenze lokhu lalokhu imigwaqo ngaphi ngaphi. Indaba abantu bewela kukhonokho.
Ye, lezo zithembiso phela. Kunjalo, ngikubona kufana nakhona kwaseZimbabwe, kuma-African countries. Lezo zithembiso yizona ezi-influence abantu, what they are going to do. And we still believe our leaders that they are going to do what they say.
Lo, umnumzana Hawkins Msimanga, odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule Melika, wexoxa le-Studio 7 eseMarietta, eGeorgia. Okwamanje othi siphelina ithuba lina abalaleli bakaStudio 7 ukuze liphe imbono yenu ngokwenzakala endaweni ezitshiyeneyo.
Studio 7 nabo bonke abalandeli nabathandi bokulalela izindaba, linjani linjani linjani. NguBernard Khumalo oqhamuka laphana kosikhobokhobo enkayi kwelasezini ngisemzansi lapha komakhelwane ngukhomishina lonageti laphana. Ngibabaza indlala ekhona istadathi yonke lonyaka amadoda, ngisithi mina ikakhulu kubafuyi, ngithanda ukuxwayisa ukuthi ma ngabe unenkomo ezithi 20 manje zisaqinile, ungathandabuzi ukuthatha ezingu-5 ezidayisi, udinga ukudla nemithi yezinye, ngoba kothi kuphela unyaka ungabe ungasela lutho esibayeni. Yisi isixwayiso engiza naso namhlanje lapha mayelana ngomumo womkhathi okhona, indlala esibhekane layo linjani. Kodwa hheyi, mehlo madala dala sacina ukuxoxa.
Bonge njalo ithuba sifingele Studio 7. Ya lalayilayo sesiyizwile futhi ukuthi laba bantu bezanu-PF baqhubeka besebenzisa ama-ofisi obuhulumende abakuwo ukubamba abantu inkunzi, abantu abangasebenziyo abahluphekayo elizweni. Kambe ukugebha imigodi, ukufaka amasola, ukugamba inkuni, ukubagola amacimbi ezihlahleni, ezinto ezifana lalezo zonke lezinto sebefuna imali kizo, bahlangana kuphi bona le ntweni ezikankulunkulu ezintweni abantu bazenzela zona emakhaya kambe lake la uzwa lokho abantu makuwukuthi into le ayibaphathi kahle abaphathekanga kahle unless makuwukuthi ubona ku-right bantu bezimbabwe makuwukuthi into le liyibona i-wrong ayiphathi kahle tira nokhansila labo labo MP laba bayibathi bebhoda labo bedinga amavoti ukuthi into le yababuyele bayatshela uhulumende wabo lo ukuthi khona asifuni le nto le njalo kasiyithandi makuyukuthi andes makuyukuthi khona uhulumende lo esengu-landlord nasesingamaroja kuleli lizwe ya sizabhatala but makuyukuthi khona uhulumende lo ufakwe yithi abantu thina yithi abantu uzivuse lo abakhuluma ngaye lathi uyasebenza lakithi kuzamele ubonakale ngokuthi basihloniphe bayiyeke le nto le asifuni asiyifuni le nto yokubhadalisa into ezingelangqondo ngenxa yokuthi badinga imali yokufundisa kuyafundisa abantu babo phetsheya le bebetete emuka besiyayelatshwa khonale phetsheya thinasisife ezibhedlela zempilo abafowethu labadadewethu bayafa la labogogo bethu bayafa ezibhedlela lapho akula mithi le mali yakhona leyo akwaziwela ukuthi bayisaphi ngoba izikolo lamaklinika siyazakhela kula ma-ambulensi emakhaya yikusijwayela nje lokhu abakwenzayo lokhu ungakwedlalela kithi ngiyabonga uma singakobulawa ephumula emadodini
bantu be-studio 7 sisebenze ezinhle zisinika iindaba ezimnandi ake ngikhulume lokhu okuncane angifuna ukubhanda ngokukhuluma liyabona umbangazwelo okhona wamabandla ezombosazwe lo usukela izanu kubuyele kodwa kuthiwa i-TPC kube umthokazi Republic Party kubuyizaphu asiyombangazwe yokukhulula abantwana babantu le impangazwe yokuzidingela imali ukuthi ungarejista kuphela suphiwe imali kuphela urejiste suphiwe imali ukuthi le party yakho enje akuyindawo lokhu ngumlilo wama-newspaper ayikudlala ngesikhathi lokhu kanti awuboni ngasokuhamba kuhamba bawudiza sebeqalisa okunye ukuhambe bekukudiza sebeqalisa okunye kudlala ngeengqondo zabantu kwakulalutho kukhuphe umuntu lokhu from 1980 abantu besehluke ukukhipha izanu babona namhla izaphuma into zokudlala ngeengqondo zabantu hayi ngiyabonga
Studio 7 salibonani isicelo enginaso mina la Studio 7 lesicela ukubhorelwa amanzi ngoba amanzi sikhangale komfula fanele sijambe umfula sokha amanzi sikotshe sinesikotshe sisodwa so thina imize ngale komfula asinaso isibhorane so sithwele kanzima kakhulu ngale mandawe ukuze asinawo amanzi so kunzima kakhulu amanzi bayasaveya mpela bayathola ukuthi akhona kodwa ukuthi bayabhore nkani so siyacela Studio 7 ukuthi ngathiwa i-government ingangenela basibhorela amanzi ngiyabonga igama nguvusa umuzi sibhata suka emandaba
sasakazi abathandekayo sanibona nonke esithandekile mhlawumbe obaba ugandi babokancuve nikanike basakazi hayi siyabonga bezindaba esizizwayo enisithulela zona sengimangaza yilena eyinhlale engizwayo le ukuthi nakho sebevimba ujamisa naye noma ethi sezizamile okunye bamvimba kahle kahle bambangisane umntana abantu
ye labo-ke ngabanye babalaleli bakwa-Studio 7 besiba imibono yabo ngokwenzakala ezimbabwe lingakhohlwa i-Life Talk lamhla esikhangela ngesimo sendlala ehlasele kwele zimbabwe singahlukani zihlobo ukuthi sikhangele ezinye kade silazo uqale namhla eHarare umhlangano weZimbabwe Yes Business Forum obuthandise usomabhizinisi wale Melika labele Zimbabwe olivalisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo Sithemba uGibbs Dube lilale
siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.